This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government is sending multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The seven delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, later this month. The delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all forms and manifestations. They would carry forward to the world India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The seven delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, BJP MP Boijoyant Ponda, DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi, NCP MP Supriya Sule, Shiv Sena MP Srikant Eknath Shinde. Indian economy will grow at 6.3% in the current financial year ahead of China, US and European Union, a UN report said. According to the UN's mid-year update of world economic situation and prospects, India's growth has been fueled by strong household spending, solid government investments and booming service exports. Even as the global economy stands on shaky ground, India continues to shine. United Nations said that India will remain the fastest-growing major economy in the world this year. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested two absconders identified as members of a sleeper module of the banned ISIS terror organization in a 2023 case related to fabrication and testing of improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Pune, Maharashtra. The NIA in a statement informed that the two men were intercepted by the Bureau of Immigration at the Mumbai International Airport Terminal 2. The two men tried to return to India from Jakarta, Indonesia, where they had been hiding out. The NIA team then took them into custody and arrested them. The total number of Aadhaar authentication transactions have crossed 150 billion marks, making it a milestone moment in the journey of the Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, and for the broader Aadhaar ecosystem. We have a report.
The landmark highlights the extensive uses and utility of Aadhaar and the growth of digital economy in the country. Ministry of Electronics and IT in a statement said that the cumulative number was achieved by the end of April 2025 since inception. The ministry added that in April alone, almost 210 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions were carried out, which is nearly 8% more than the same month in 2024. It added that Aadhaar-based authentication has been playing a stellar role in aiding ease of living, ineffective welfare delivery and voluntarily availing various services offered by service providers. With Dipendra's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has claimed that India offered to remove all tariffs on American goods. Mr. Trump, however, added there was in no rush to finalize our trade deal despite the apparent breakthrough. In an interview, Donald Trump said he's not planning to make deals with everybody. Reacting to Donald Trump's claim, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the ongoing negotiations are complex and far from final. Talking to reporters, Mr. S. Jaishankar said between India and the US, trade talks have been going on and the trade deal has to be mutually beneficial and it has to work for both countries. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League Men's Javelin Throw event. The Olympic gold medalist smashed the 90-meter barrier for the first time in his career with a colossal throw of 90.223 meters in the third round. However, Germanist Julian Weber, who came up with a winning throw of 91.06 meters in his final attempt, surpassed Chopra to claim the gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Neeraj for the achievement. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand won the Superbad Classic Chess Classic in Bucharest, Romania. He triumphed over a tense tiebreak against Alireza Firoza and Maxim Vachia Lagrev. The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap. The match between hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders will begin at 7:30 p.m. at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.